It's 8:56 and 70 degrees. Time to check on commodity markets this morning. And we bring in Bill Mayer from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian.
Well, Bill, what's the board looking like so far here today?
Well, we're kind of mixed here this morning. We've got some strength in the corn and soybeans. Wheat still having struggling to stay above board. Right now we have December corn at 366 and three quarters. That's up a half cent. The November beans are at 843 and a half. That's up four and a quarter. And the December wheat is at 509 and a quarter. That's down four and a half. For the week, we see the corn prices up about 3.5 cents currently for the week, the shortened week with the holiday. Soybeans are down 6.5 cents, and wheat is down about 10 cents for the week here, about 12 cents right now for the week. So, as I said, it's kind of been leading the skid going into the end of the week here to the downside. We continue to see heavy deliveries, especially on the soybeans. Very weak basis levels out there is contributing to that. So every day that we've seen deliveries, they've been pretty heavy on the soybeans and mostly commercial stoppers. The USDA crop report is next Wednesday and the 12th, and we're starting to see the trade guesses come out on that. Looks like right now on the corn yield, the average guess is down about a half a bushel an acre or something like that. The trade is anticipating on the soybeans, they're looking for the yield to increase about a half a bushel or so at this point. So not being big changes from the trade expectations there, but we'll see what happens next Wednesday. Swine fever continues to be in the news. There was a UN food an agriculture organization statement that came out today talking about swine fever and it being here for the long term. The question really is, and I haven't seen this yet, how does it impact, what's the total volume of feed usage that we're really talking about here? So that's kind of, I think, where we're going to go on that side of it. I think corn still has some, the July lows in both corn and beans are still good. The meal's up today, and that's leading the wheat, the soybeans higher. I'd expect corn and beans to be just choppy here going into the report next week. We could probably go down and test those July lows. That wouldn't surprise me. Trade deals are still going to be the focus unless we see some surprises from the USDA. So,
all right, Bill, thank you very much for the update.
Okay. Talk to you later.
You bet. That's Bill Mayer joining us from Strategic Farm Marketing here in Champaign. A reminder, we do have a flash flood watch in effect until Sunday morning for the WIOL severe weather coverage area. And we're expecting about 4 to 6 inches of rain between now and 7 a.m. on Sunday. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says rain today with cloudy skies and a high of 73 degrees. Northeast wind around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy with rain likely tonight and a low of 60 degrees. Could see heavy rain both tonight and tomorrow. Tomorrow, cloudy, cooler, and blustery with a high of 67. Tomorrow night, cloudy with rain likely and a low of 60 degrees. Right now, 70 degrees with light rain still falling here in Urbana. It's Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.